Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport, where Florida beaches are one flight away. Featuring nonstop service on Allegiant Airlines to Tampa St. Pete and Orlando Sanford from Bloomington. Close, convenient, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.
Restaurant servers in Illinois may not need to rely as much on tips if a new proposal in Springfield becomes law. That's one of the things you need to know to start your day for Thursday, March 28th. I'm Lauren Warnicke, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff. Now let's lead off with this year's McLean County History Maker honorees. More from WGLT's Eric Stock.
The McLean County Museum of History will recognize six people who have built a legacy in the community. The list includes business owners Bob and Julie Dobsky. Julie Dobsky says helping someone is the best way to be a history maker yourself.
There's always somebody out there waiting for you to help them. Just do it.
Other honorees are volunteers and activists Barb and Bob Hathaway, labor leader John Penn, and Jan Lancaster, whose downtown Bloomington bar, The Bistro, became a safe space for the LGBTQ community.
I am totally blown away. I'm honored to be in such a worthy group. It's exciting. The other ones that are in this group are just great people. I've known them for years and years.
The honorees are nominated by community members and chosen by a volunteer committee. They'll be honored at the McLean County History Makers Gala, June 18th, at Illinois State University's Brown Ballroom. With reporting from student reporter Eric Dito, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. A new survey shows schools in Illinois continue to struggle with a persistent teacher shortage. Capital News Illinois reports the annual survey from the Illinois Association of Regional School Superintendents found that more than 90% of responding schools report having a serious or very serious shortage. A group of unionized faculty at Harlan Community College is pushing back against a legislative proposal to expand dual credit options for students. The faculty say dual credit options currently widen equity gaps and don't address teacher shortages in secondary schools. And forecasters see a warm, wet spring ahead for Illinois. A prediction from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association shows above average temperatures and precipitation this spring. You can find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Restaurant workers depend to a great extent on tips. They don't get full minimum wage, and a bill in Springfield would change that. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker reports.
It's a weekday lunch rush in a popular restaurant in Normal. The tables are full, the kitchen is busy, servers move smoothly around the room. It's a complicated dance. Gidget Schiefling has worked at many restaurants for years. Currently, she works at two in Bloomington, one very old, one very new.
It's not just us running around remembering, you know, which table needs extra ranch and refills and, oh, you just got triples that. It's also support from back of house. It's support from your manager. It's support from your coworkers and working together, making it look simple and easy. It's a big deal.
It's not a simple job. Yet servers earn variable pay, 60% of the minimum wage plus tips. There's a bill in the state legislature to bring that minimum up to what the rest of the workforce gets. Chicago's already passed such a measure. If it passes, workers would still get tips. The national organization One Fair Wage is one of the groups pushing for the change. Group President Sarojaya Raman says the tipping system in the U.S. has its roots in the years following the Civil War.
Subminimum wage for tipped workers comes from devaluing Black lives directly after emancipation.
Before emancipation, restaurant servers were white men, and tipping was not part of the American restaurant culture. In 1853, restaurant workers struck for better wages, and the restaurants started hiring white women for lower pay. After emancipation, J.R. Rahman says, the industry changed when African Americans began moving north, and restaurants hired them at zero wage, earning only tips. She says the system still puts people of color at a disadvantage.
Women of color earn anywhere from $5 to $8 less per hour than white men because of implicit bias in tipping.
Raising wages, of course, increases costs for restaurant owners and operators. Bob Dobsky owns Rob Dobbs in Bloomington. Dobsky says restaurant owners like to get wage costs at about 20 to 22% of volume. He estimates raising the minimum for servers would increase that percentage 3 or 4 points.
Being in business, restaurant owners are going to have to reflect that in the menu prices, and the consumer is going to probably wind up paying it if we have to go to this in Illinois. I don't think it's a good idea.
What if the restaurants chose to eat the increase?
Ooh, if we did not adjust prices, I mean, we would not be able to make any money.
Abby Strader-Bosenberg owns Fort Jesse Cafe in Normal.
There's such tight margins as it is.
She says the initiative comes at a precarious time for restaurant operators. First, there was a pandemic shutdown, then carryout only, then they could be partly open, there was a return to full service, then inflation hit, and some new government mandates. She says it's been one thing after another.
Well, now minimum wage is going to go up a dollar every year until 2025. Okay, well, we're doing that now. And we're going to throw in paid time off for all employees. Sounds good. Probably how it should be. We're doing that now. And so we're just, it's just been...
Restaurant owners say it would not affect every restaurant the same way. Bob Dobsky says bigger restaurants that have more volume will absorb some of that, but he says the ones that have only one or two servers would suffer disproportionately. And at some point, increased prices will change consumer behavior. They will go out to eat less often. Abby Strader-Bosenberg says she's already seen changes in dining patterns.
I think that you would see businesses shift to the fast casual, the Chipotle. Go up to the counter, order your food, go sit down. Because, you know, what's the point in paying all of these people? If I have to raise my prices, you know, people aren't going to come out as much.
One Fair Wage says they studied restaurant prices in 7 states that have a standard minimum wage and those who don't, and they are the same. Sarah Jayaraman says the Denny's menus in Fresno, California and Springfield, Illinois cost the same. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Read more on this story at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, Heartland Community College will host 2 panel discussions today on women's stories of resilience. It's from David Dow's art exhibit called Perennial Optimism 2.0 that's on display through tomorrow. That's it for today. I'm Lauren Warnicke. Thank you to our producer, Rosalie Trueback. You can subscribe to The Leadoff on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.